The late film composer Michel Legrand was a fan. So is the very much alive Brazilian pop star Sergio Mendes. The object of their admiration? A Brazilian guitarist and songwriter who goes by the single name of Ginga. He's less well known in the U.S. and rarely comes here to perform. That's why Beto Arcos made a point of catching up with him at a show in Los Angeles.
Considering his successful five-decade career, Ginga is an unusually modest musician.
Eu pensava em ser um violinista. Mas eu conheci tantos virtuosos no Brasil.
I wanted to be a guitarist, but I met so many virtuoso players in Brazil, including one called Hélio Delmiro. Everything that I tried to do in life was to play like him. And since I could never achieve it, I ended up playing like Ginga. It was better for me.
He picks up his guitar in the studio and demonstrates. Ginga's full name is Carlos Altier de Sousa Lemos Escobar. He got the name Ginga after his aunt took to calling him Gringo as a toddler because he had pale skin. The youngster pronounced it Ginga and the nickname stuck. He grew up in a working-class suburb of Rio de Janeiro, and his uncle taught him how to play the guitar when he was 11. At home, he heard Italian bel canto, Brazilian, and American music on his parents' Victrola.
Ouvi tudo, quer dizer, ouvi tudo que podia. Eu já sabia quem era Leonard Bernstein. Eu conhecia Somewhere.
I listened to everything I could. I knew who Leonard Bernstein was. I knew Somewhere when I was 11 years old. I didn't know how to play it, but when I listened to Somewhere, I cried. American music is inside of me as much as Brazilian music.
And he combined them both when he started composing as a teenager. In the 1970s, when he was in his 20s, Ginga accompanied some of Brazil's biggest samba stars and wrote the music for a hit by Elis Regina. Ginga started studying classical guitar when he was 26 and got really good, says John Paul Trotter, a Los Angeles classical guitarist. He first heard about Ginga's music 10 years ago when he traveled to Rio.
And I started taking guitar lessons with a teacher down there. And one of the first things he did was he put a Ginga piece in front of me and said, "This is what you really need to look at. There's a lot of meat on this. So learn this well, come back to me next week," and we go from there.
In addition to mastering his instrument and composing popular songs, Ginga also got a college degree in dentistry. He says he did it for his dad and because he knew he couldn't make a living as a musician.
Porque eu não queria passar necessidade financeira, não queria viver mais na miséria que eu vivi.
Because I did not want to struggle financially, I didn't want to live the misery I lived as an adolescent in the first part of my adult life. I did quite well as a dentist. At age 27, I earned $8,000 a month. In Brazil, that's a lot of money.
Reflecting on the hardships his parents experienced when he was growing up, Ginga couldn't help but get emotional.
Everything that I tried to be in life was to try to redeem what my father and mother could not be. That's why I think I make music.
So at the age of 56, Ginga stepped out of the dentist's office and into his music studio full-time.
The melodies, incredible melodies. They're unique, they're different.
Sergio Mendes met Ginga in the early 1980s in Rio when he was recording a new album. Mendes included two of Ginga's co-compositions and invited the guitarist to record with him.
I sent the album to Henry Mancini, one of the greatest melodist writers of the century. And he heard the Ginga song and said, "Who wrote that?" He told me, "We don't write music like that anymore in the United States."
Ginga says that in the end, his instrument is not only the guitar, but also the songs it sings. That's something he learned from the great Brazilian songwriters.
E vi a maneira como o sincronismo da mão desses compositores.
I saw the way in which the synchronicity of the hand of those composers, their thoughts of the guitar is impressive. They are the creators, the true creators. Someone like João Gilberto, with that minimalist guitar, he transformed the world.
Ginga may not be transforming the world with his guitar, but he definitely makes it a better place to live. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.